Business Growth with Riri Okoye is brought to you by First Bank.
You First Bank.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. How are you today? How is your market? How are things with life, your family? I hope you are doing great. So this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'll be sharing five low-cost marketing tactics that can help grow your business. But before I do that, I have a special message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. First Bank care about you. You know that. That is why I'm running this SME show, so that I can help you to grow your business. But they have a message for you. Five ways to keep your business running. First Bank know that running a business is not easy, especially in times like this. And that is why they are enabling you with flexible and collateral-free loans so that you can, one, execute your contracts or discount your invoices with ease. Choose from our array of supply chain finance loans and access up to 100 million naira. Two, grow your supermarket with First Trader Solution. Get up to 5 million naira loan with no collateral or more with flexible collateral. Three, meet your cash flow needs with retail temporary overdraft. Access up to 4 million naira. Four, equip your pharmacy or hospital. Choose our health facility loan and get up to 10 million naira or access the CBN intervention fund. Five, keep your business moving. Get up to 20 million to purchase a vehicle with the operational vehicle finance loan. Whatever your business finance needs, First Bank will enable you to meet them. That's another reason to open an account with First Bank. Now, all you need to do is visit www.firstbanknigeria.com or visit a First Bank branch. So that was a message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. And if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye. And this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm going to be sharing five low-cost marketing techniques to grow your business. Number one, freebies. Freebies is a low-cost marketing technique. Have you ever been to a supermarket and seen staff outside the supermarket sharing all sorts of products to you? Maybe it's a drink, maybe it's biscuits, maybe it's powder. And, you know, there's just so many different freebie offers when you go to a supermarket. That is a strategy, you know. They didn't just decide one day, oh, we're going to just give out this. It's a strategy for people to see the product, taste the product, experiment with the product, and then next week, clear out the supermarket. Okay, maybe not clear it out, but you know, it's just for them. It's for them to share that with their customers so that their customers can buy the real deal. So you have to offer giveaways at a low cost with a high perceived value. Information is great. You see a lot of information now. This is information age. So everywhere you go, you're just given information. Samples, just like I said, with the supermarket is great. And then free test drive. Let me give you two examples of what happened to me when I started my business. One of them was with training. When I started my training business, one of my customers or my clients were companies. So I'd go to companies and I would offer them 1 hour training. And that 1 hour training was free. And the whole idea for that 1 hour training was that when I delivered an excellent delivery, they would say, Riri, we want you back and we want you to do this for our staff for 6 months, 3 months, whatever the case was. And that was one of my strategies. Another strategy that I did was when I was doing my individual training, I started off with a low cost. You know, it was a low cost to come onto my training. And one business owner said to me, Riri, I would never pay that kind of low cost for your training. And I said to her, then you're not my ideal client. I know why I'm doing this. And guess why I was doing it? I was doing it because I wanted photos. I wanted testimonials. You know, and all of this was social proof. And that is what happened. So when I delivered this, even though it was a low cost event, I'm telling you, I got so much great testimonials, so much social proof, so much photos. So guess what? When I ran the next one, I tripled the price and I got a full class. So that was a marketing strategy. That was a tactic, whatever, marketing strategy, tactic. These are all, you know, this was part of how I grew my business. So the second one is email marketing. Email marketing is where you share interesting stories about your business, special offers, client testimonials, features of the day, conflict resolutions. And some of my, you know, clients that come on my coaching, some of them say to me, Riri, I've tried email marketing, but it's not working for me. Do you know why it's not working for them? Because they don't have the right strategy, or they're just looking at it short term. Email marketing is not short term. You have to grow your database. You have to at least have 1,000 email contacts on your database for a start for email marketing. Because, you know, guess what? Everybody is bombarded with information, aren't they? By the time I finish this show, when I go and open my inbox now, I'll probably have up to maybe 10 to 15 emails. So you have to make sure that you have, first of all, grabbing headlines. When I go back after this show and I see an email that has a grabbing headline, I'll say, wow, what is this? I really want to read more about it, okay? And another reason, on a side note, why you need to build your email marketing is because if you have your database somewhere else, like you have 1,000 followers on Instagram or Facebook, remember what happened on the 4th of October. The 4th of October, by the way, happens to be my birthday, so I'll never forget that date. But what happened last year was they all shut down, didn't they? Facebook went off, Instagram went off, business owners were like panicked, like, oh my God, where are my customers? So you have to start moving your customers to your databases. And those databases are your email accounts, okay? So that's number two, email marketing. Number three, a low-cost technique is superior customer service. That is when you go the extra mile. You make a great first impression. You make customers feel that they are important. You exceed their expectations. You treat every customer like they matter. And guess what happens when you do this? These customers start to be your raving fans. These customers are the ones, any product, any promotion that you are having, these customers will be the first ones out there saying, Riri, she's great, she's great, she's great. Go and buy from her, go and do, you know, they are the ones that will do that when you provide superior customer care. So the next one, if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank, and I am talking about low-cost marketing techniques to grow your business. So the next one is customer testimonials. Customer testimonials are great social proof, and I don't know why business owners don't ask for them. When I started off in business, I just said to myself, this is something that I need to do. And it really helped my business to grow. You know, anytime a customer is satisfied with your service or product, that is the time to say to them, oh, I know that you really were satisfied with this. Can you write a testimonial for me? Can you come on my video and tell, you know, my audience how satisfied you were? And most of the time, your customers will say, of course, I will do it for you. Of course, of course. And that is how I grew, you know, even my events business. People that know me know that when I do events and when the customer is satisfied, which is most of the time, you know, I will just get my video out and you'll just see my client saying, you know, my brand name, shouting them out, saying, this is the best thing since sliced bread. Okay, maybe not sliced bread. Okay, sliced plantain, anyone, you know, but you get me. It's just something that you need to do. In order to grow your business, you have to ask for the customer testimonials. Because you know the saying, if you don't ask, you don't get. And the ones that ask are the ones whose businesses are growing today. So the final one, the GoDaddy of low-cost marketing techniques to grow your business. And we can see it out there because all of the big social media brands are all fighting for this tactic, is video marketing. It's the new king. It's more transparent when you are on video and you're showing your customers your stories, your snippets of your products, you're celebrating your staff. It's excellent social proof. And you need to use this strategy as a low-cost strategy to grow your business. It's straightforward. And guess what? It doesn't mean that you need to go and buy an expensive video camera to do video marketing. It doesn't. All you need is your smartphone and great content, okay? So this is what you, all the things that you need to do, to the low-cost marketing techniques that you need to do to grow your business. Remember what I said before? The freebies. The freebies are a great low-cost marketing technique. Your email marketing. Remember, don't have a database of 100 customers and say that your email marketing is not working. You have to aim for 1,000. Superior customer care, because customers want you to go the extra mile for them and they want you to make them feel that they are important, because they are, aren't they? Customer testimonials and video marketing. So spend time today, write down your action points of what you're going to do with this information. Because, you know, a lot of people these days are like, oh, Riri, we love your show. We love, you know, what you're talking about. But at the end of the day, yes, thank you for loving the show, but I want you to take action. Okay, taking action is what will grow your business. Okay, so if you've enjoyed the lessons on business growth with Riri today, don't keep it to yourself. You know, sharing is caring. Tell your business colleagues to tune in next week. Same station, same time, same host. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Have a profit-filled week. Take care until next week. Bye.